What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Stay Encouraged podcast with your boy, David Prince. This is the most encouraging podcast in the world, and I'm so glad that you guys tuned in. Thank you so much. Whether you're tuning in at night, daytime, afternoon, you're just getting off work, or you're headed into work, wherever you're at in the world, I want to say thank you for tuning in, man. I'm ready to get you pumped up. I'm ready to get you motivated. I'm ready to lift your spirits, man. I'm ready like SpongeBob. And as always, man, this podcast is brought to you by Encourage Apparel. We are a clothing line for the encouragers, and so if you love to encourage people, we are the clothing line for you. We got shirts, we got hoodies, we got hats, we got everything that you need. So check us out at encourageapparel.com. And so let us get to the question of the day. I got a question. Do you guys watch scary movies? You know, Halloween is here, man. Halloween's coming up. It's October. A lot of scary stuff, a lot of scary kind of themes are going around. You guys watch scary movies? Let me tell you, I do not watch scary movies at all. Call me a wuss, call me a punk, call me soft, but I do not watch scary movies. It used to be fun when I was younger, man. I don't do that no more. And actually, when I got with my wife, she actually liked watching scary movies, and I probably went to one or two of those movies, and I was done. I don't watch none of them scary movies no more, man, because it messed me up, man. And as somebody who wants to have faith, who wants to have courage, who wants to have hope, I realized that these scary movies were having the actual opposite effect that I would like them to have. Of course, you know, you go in there, you have fun, you jump, you get scared. But at the same time, when I would leave, man, I would be so paranoid. I would be outside at night looking around, trying to see if somebody's trying to get me, trying to kill me. You know, you see somebody that looked like the person on the movie, and now you looking at them sideways like, hey, what is wrong with this person? This person trying to get me. I can remember, man, being afraid to go to the bathroom because of what I watched on the TV. And I've learned, man, I gotta be very careful with what I take in. I have to be super intentional about what I allow to enter into my mind, right? Because that stuff will get into your mind and cause you to do things that you don't wanna do. Like, I've learned there are enough things that I'm already afraid of. Like, dude, I'm trying to chase my dreams. I'm trying to do great things. I'm trying to do the impossible. I'm trying to do things that I ain't never done before. I don't need nothing to scare me. As a matter of fact, what I need things that are going to get me pumped up. I need things that are going to get me motivated. I need things that are going to lift my spirits, things that are going to encourage me. I'm trying to take that in. Anything that's trying to scare me, no. Get that. I don't want that around me. Turn that off. Put on something inspirational. Put on some music that's going to get me pumped up. I just went to see Kirk Franklin last night, and it was amazing. I don't want to see no scary movie. Take me to see Kirk Franklin. And let me tell you, that might have been the best concert that I've ever been to. No lie. I know Kanye West has been doing the Sunday services, but Kirk Franklin is the OG. The GOAT, man. I don't want to see no scary movies, man. Let me go into environments like that where my spirit is lifted, where there's beautiful voices, where I feel like I can do anything. Like, I came home from that concert. I couldn't even go to sleep because I just felt so amazing. And when I woke up, I felt the same way. And so I don't watch scary movies. And maybe you can watch scary movies and be okay, but man, I can't. I've learned I gotta guard what I take in. I've learned I gotta protect what comes into my mind. I've learned I gotta protect what I allow my eyes to see, because if that will get inside and penetrate, oh, it's gonna mess me up. And so I just wanna encourage you guys today. I ain't saying you shouldn't watch scary movies, but I don't. But I do want to encourage you guys to watch what you take in. I want to encourage you to be careful about the things that you allow your eyes to see, because believe it or not, it is affecting you. Those scary movies were making me paranoid. And I just believe that God hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me power. He's given me He's giving me love. He's giving me a sound mind. And when I watched those scary movies, I was definitely scared. I was definitely not operating in power and authority and with a sound mind. And so if I'm going to be walking with power, with authority, with a sound mind, I've realized, man, turn off the scary movies. Really turn off anything that's going to cause me to be in fear. Turn off the news. Please listen to me. Turn off the news. They're not even on there to inform you about what's going on. It's not even balanced. It's all bad news because they know that's what's going to get you to tune in. I turn all of that off. If that thing is making me scared, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to see it. There's enough things that I'm afraid of. There's enough things that are trying to attack me. There's enough things up in here that I'm already afraid of. And so what I need, I don't need more things to be afraid of. I need things that are going to get me motivated. Turn on a movie that's going to inspire me. Turn on a TV show that's going to inspire me. Turn on some music that's going to get me motivated. Give me more of that, because when I take that in, I start to believe that I could do anything. I start to believe that God could do anything, that the impossible can be achieved, and that what I'm going through is temporary and that I'm going to make it, right? I wasn't watching scary movies when I was going through it. I was listening to sermons. I was watching Joel Osteen. I was listening to my gospel music, trying to get pumped up. And so I just want to encourage you guys today, be careful. What did Cardi B say? Be careful with me, right? You got to be careful with what you allow to take in. Stop just allowing anything to come into your mind. Stop allowing everything. Like, you just see stuff and you act like this, like your mind and your eyes are not valuable. Dude, your mind is so valuable. If you believe it, if you set your mind to it, you can do it. And so that means your mind is precious cargo. It is so valuable. And so you need to guard it. You need to protect it. And if something is causing you to be afraid, you need to let that go. You need to stop taking that in. If something is making you bitter, if something is making you feel down, depressed, stop watching that. Get away from that and instead take in things that motivate you, that inspire you, that encourage you. That's why every day, let me tell you guys, I am always listening to a gospel. I'm always listening to gospel music. I'm always, and you can listen to whatever music you like to listen to, but I listen to gospel music because it gets me motivated. Let me take it further. I have a playlist on my Spotify. I'll share it with you guys. Just hit me up. I have a playlist on Spotify that I play every morning. I stay at home with my daughter. And when we wake up, I make the bed and I talk to Alexa. I say, hey, turn on my Good Day playlist. And guess what? She turns it on and I'm getting my day started right. I don't start my day with the news. I don't start my day watching scary movies. I don't start my day with negativity. I start my day with positivity. And so I just want to encourage you guys today, guard your mind and guard what you take in, because those things will make you paranoid. Those things will cause you to act out of character and cause you to walk in fear. Like, I really want you guys to think about it. What are the things that you're taking in that are causing you to walk in fear? Really think through that. Is it some of the movies that you've been watching? Is it some of the people that you've been talking to? Is it some of the music that you've been listening to? Because some of you guys, you got dreams, you got big goals, you got things that you want to do, and you don't believe you could do it. Why? It's not because you can't do it, but because you've been taking in the wrong information. You've been watching the wrong movies. You've been watching the news. You've been talking to that person, and you need to turn that off. Turn all of that off and instead listen to things that inspire you, that fuel your faith, that cause you to dream bigger, that cause you to think bigger and to want to do the impossible. I try to read a book or some part of a book every day, right? It's not because I just want to know everything. It's just because I know I got to be intentional about what I'm taking in. And I don't watch the news and I don't watch scary movies because I'm trying to guard what enters into my mind. And so thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. As always, this podcast was brought to you by Encourage Apparel, man. We got all the clothes you need if you love to encourage people. So check us out at encourageapparel.com. So you guys, keep your head up, keep your faith strong, and always keep on pushing. See ya.